I'm just waiting. Before we get started, and I won't go into the whole long name because only Mike can really get that name, but for all of the kids and the parents that saw the multimedia extravaganza, every family unit that participated this year in VBS will be receiving a copy of that. I know a lot of the kids really wanted to see it, and so we're going to make sure it'll be mailed to you, or maybe even hand-delivered by Joseph. I will not be dressed like this, I'm just telling you. I also want to say that it has been an absolute privilege and an honor to be able to do this. What a great group of kids, and what better way to spend an evening during the week telling kids about God and what God can do in your life. So, you kids remember where we were at last time I talked to you? Yeah. I told you about Simeon. Remember Simeon? I took Simeon, and what did I do with Simeon? Threw him in jail. I did. I will tell you. You see, all this time, I needed to test my brothers. Because remember what they did with me? They threw me in a well, and then they sold me into slavery. And so you got to test them. And that's what I did with the money in the sacks, too. It was a test. And I also knew that they would have to return. Not only to get more food, but they would have to return to get who out of jail? Simeon. Thank you. Simeon out of jail. And that was another way that then I could test them. To see if they'd changed. Because they're my brothers. And I still love them. But they sold me into slavery. And they tore off the coat that meant so much to me. Remember the coat that my dad made, the coat of many colors? It meant so much to me. And they ripped it off of me and they threw me in the well. And so I just needed to test them. I needed to know. I had to know. What was I going to do? Oh, I think I hear something. Where's my servant? What's going on? Oh, they're here. My brothers. I don't know what I'm going to do. They're here. They're here.
Ready, file up, up, go. Up, here, yep. Keep going. No. Over here. You come over here. You, I want you over here. Yeah, you over there. And you here. Yep. You guys take like a half step that way. There. Have you go here. Him, I want him right here.
Okay, guys, it's okay. They've been treating me really well. I just can't believe it. It's almost like I was a guest. They had a nice room and bed, fruit, vegetables, nuts, everything. It was just incredible how they treated me. I don't understand.
Okay. Shh. All right, get back. Stop.
So, is this the brother you told me about?
That's Benjamin.
Benjamin. So because I am a man of my word, I have released your brother. Your animals are all packed with their grain. You're ready to go. You can leave now. You can go home to your family.
Just like that.
Guards.
Wow. Go. Take them. Guards, take them out. Adonin. Is it ready?
Yes, sir.
Whew. They didn't recognize me. I came up with an idea. You will have to watch. You see, I really have to know whether they've changed. I got to know what's in their heart. And so I came up with a plan. My royal cup, I had Adonin, my trusted servant. He put it into Benjamin's bag. And they will leave, but they won't get very far this time. My guards will go, and it will bring them back. They'll find the cup in Benjamin's bag, and he will be tried as a thief. And then I'll know. Have they really changed? We'll see if they've grown up. After what they did to me, I gotta know. Because like I said, they're my family and I love them. And I want them here with me. But they left me behind. They're coming. Don't say anything. Shh.
Why do you dare to return good with evil to my Lord Master?
What's he talking about?
I don't know. I have no idea what he said. I don't know.
We treat you like this, and all you do is repay us with this evil?
What evil?
On whose animal did you find this bag? Who does it belong to?
I believe it was the youngest, sir. Benjamin's.
Sir. Down before me.
We found this.
Wait, we're not thieves. What are you talking about?
Oh, really? And you care to explain this?
No.
This was in his bag, sir. What are you going to do with him? He stole from you.
No.
He shall be tried as a slave.
No.
Sir.
No, not Benjamin. Not Benjamin. Please. Let me through.
Guards.
Hey, please.
Adonin.
Please.
Take
Joseph.
The guards out.
Please.
Leave us.
Don't.
So now you would defend your brother? When you wouldn't defend me?
What's he talking about? Oh, where's he here?
It's me. I'm Joseph.
I can't believe it.
Joseph.
I'm the one that they caused you to be thrown in the pit. I'm the one that talked your brothers
into it. Oh, Simeon.
Don't kill me. Don't.
My brother.
I'll be your slave the rest of my life.
Am I God that I should treat you like that? That I should return evil? I know that your plans were to harm me, but God has used this evil to save you and to save the nation of Egypt. I will not harm you. You're my brothers. We are family. We are all family. Fear not, my brothers. The Lord is teaching us all a lesson here. A lesson of love for our families. No matter how far away we were, no matter how far apart we have been, you have always been my family, and I always love you. Now, go home. bring our Father to me. I want my family here with me. All of you, all of your animals, your wives, your children, bring them all here. I've spoken with Pharaoh. Pharaoh has given you the best of the land in all of Egypt, the land of Goshen. And I will be able to take care of you here. Now go. Bring our Father. Bring him. So, you remember all the bad things that happened to Joseph? As a slave, he was beaten, thrown in jail. Just when he thought things were starting to go his way again, remember Potiphar? He made it into Potiphar's house. And with the blessing of God, he was able to make Potiphar's house grow and expand. He became very wealthy, not because of what I did, because of the gift that God gave Potiphar through me. And what happened after that? Someone lied, and I was thrown in jail again. But I had determined in my heart, no matter what happens, no matter what happens in your life, honor God. And so I did. And again in the jail, I was raised back up to a level of authority in a jail. And remember the butler and the cupbearer? I was able, through God's grace, to help them with the interpretation of their dreams. And I thought, this is my chance. I can get out finally. And he forgot all about me. But God had a plan. And God's timing is always perfect. And I just had to wait. And Pharaoh had the dreams. And again, by God's grace, I was able to tell Pharaoh those dreams. And he elevated a foreigner, a slave, a prisoner, to the second in command of the entire nation of Egypt. Was it anything that I did? No. It was all God. We've had a lot of fun this week. But the things I want you to remember is this is about family. Some of you, I got to meet for the first time. I know. It's part of the act, huh? And I have to say something right now to a very special young lady. You. You see, as the rest of my family knows, sometimes I get a little carried away with my teasing. I only tease the people I love, right? And I love all of you kids. Well, I got a little carried away, evidently, and I teased this young lady, and I may have hurt your feelings. And if I did, I am so sorry. Family is so important. Whether it's your real family, which I have to say, I am so embarrassed this morning because I'm wearing eyeliner and my brother is here. I don't do this very often, Steve, I promise you. But it's also about your church family. And it's about those people that you let into your life. And Joseph, through God's grace, let people into his life. You see, God has a plan for each and every one of us. And you know what our job is? To trust him. Just trust God. Okay. Will you all just bow your heads with me as we pray? Dear Father, thank you again for the wonderful week we had. That you gave some of us older people enough energy to make it. And as much as we would love to do this every day because of the smiles of these kids' faces, your kids, Lord, we hold them in our hearts as you hold them in your hand. Keep them safe. Dear Father, if it is your will, bring them all back again next year. Help them to remember that it is by your grace and your grace only, and in your timing, that we can do the things that you want us to do. Thank you again, dear Lord, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.